Cambridge Breakfast with Julian Clover and Lucy Malazzo.
Cambridge 105 Radio.
We are now joined in the studio by Rob and Eva, who are of the new show to Cambridge 105 Radio, Wednesday Night Fever with Rob and Eva. Have been saying to you how much I love that name.
Thank you very much.
So welcome. Thanks for coming in this morning. It's going out this evening at 9 o'clock. Tell us a little bit about the show.
So it was sort of born out of the fact that Eva and I worked together at the Punter Pub in Pound Hill.
Mm-hmm.
And we get very competitive over the playlists.
We have a speaker at the end of the bar that one of us has to choose the music for the whole evening.
Uh-huh.
And it gets into a bit of a battle of who gets the music and who gets to play.
Whenever I Eva puts on the music, I always hear all of my favourite songs coming up because she steals it all from my playlist.
It's honestly such a lie. There's a few songs I do take and I'll give you... Yeah.
90% of them. And so I kind of wanted to, we argue over who's got the better music taste all the time. And we thought we'll never get to a conclusion through discussing it, the two of us.
Because we're too stubborn to accept each other's opinions.
Mm-hmm.
So we're putting it to the public and we're doing versus playlists.
So that's the premise of each show, is it going to
be?
Yeah.
Okay. So the one starting tonight, what's the battle?
It's girl bands versus boy bands.
Okay, who's on which side?
I'm girl bands.
I'm boy bands.
Girl bands. And we're talking 90s style?
90s,
boys,
early
girl bands,
yeah.
Or,
yeah. 2000s.
So, and you'll be playing a bit of some of your favourites and...
Yeah.
Yeah, we've got three we've chosen each that we have to put against each other. We've kind of matched them in how we're doing it.
Head to head.
I mean, I want you to tell me everything, so I can't really wait till 9 o'clock, but maybe that's not fair. We'll have to tune in for 9 o'clock
to find out
a little bit more about it. But some real serious guilty pleasures there that you have no shame in playing at all.
No.
Massively.
No shame.
Well, I don't know. Well, on Spotify, it comes up with your top 100 songs for the year. And it's always like your John Martins, your Nick Drakes on mine.
Mm-hmm.
And then Push the Button by the Sugar Babes has been in there for the last, I think it's 3 years or so, just sneaking into my sort of top 20 and getting higher and higher as the years go on.
It sounds a bit like Netflix when my nephew has been round and all of a sudden you've got this appearing of rather curious six-year-old shows, Octonauts or whatever it is, which suddenly appear and are recommended to me as something I might want to watch.
It's exactly like that, apart from, sadly, that's just the inner child in me, which as soon as everyone's out of earshot, I listen to that sort of music instead. And then go around pretending that I'm cool.
Do you know what? There's so many of us are doing that on a daily basis, aren't we?
I think, yeah, that is life.
That's it, that is life.
Go around pretending to be cool.
Pretending to be cool, tuning in at 9 o'clock and going, yes, I love that Sugar Babe song too, yes. And you guys are also musicians in town, and is that right? You're a duo at the moment?
Yeah.
Yep.
We've recently become a duo.
Right. How long have you been...
Yeah, that does imply you were previously a trio.
I'm a singer-songwriter myself, and Eva's kind of... You've done singing with different
bands and different musicians in Cambridge. And then when me and Rob met at the Punter, I realised he could sing.
Mm-hmm.
And then I just attached myself to him.
Uh-huh.
And he hasn't been able to shake me since.
So now you're working together, you're in a band together, and you're presenting a radio show together. Yeah, she's with you for life.
Yeah, and we now loathe each other.
So what kind of music do you guys do when you're, playing, gigging around in town?
We do sort of sassy renditions of very cheesy pop music. We kind of do your Atomic Kittens, Ricky Martins, etc. At the end of the show, which we'll be playing later, we feature a cover of Eternal Flame by Atomic Kitten, which we played the show out with.
Was
it Hole Again?
It's Hole Again.
There we go.
Again.
Yeah,
the show, guys. That's a real one to go out with. So your sassy renditions, I'm loving the idea of that sassy rendition of a very sugary, poppy, cutesy song.
Yeah.
Brilliant. You've got a guitar with you. Any chance that we can have a little?
We can
little
indeed.
Sneak preview of how you sassify a poppy tune. What have you got for us?
We'll do a very sassy rendition of what's already rather sassy song, which is Ricky Martin's Livin' La Vida Loca.
Okay, I'm very excited. Take it away.
tradition, black cats and the voodoo doll. I feel a premonition that girl is going to make you fall. She's into new sensations, new kicks by the candlelight. Always some new addiction, every day and for every night.
She'll make you take your clothes off and go dancing in the rain. She'll make you live her crazy life, then she'll take away the pain like a bullet to your brain. Upside, inside out, she's living la vida loca. She'll push and pull you out, living la vida loca. Her lips are devil red, her skin's the color of mocha. She will weigh you out,
living la vida loca. Bye, dum ba ba dum ba ya. I woke up in the New York of City, in a funky cheap hotel. She took my heart, she took my money, must have slipped me one of those sleeping pills.
She never drinks the water, and she'll order French champagne. Once you've had a taste of her, you'll never be the same. She'll make you go insane. Upside, inside out, she's living la vida loca. She'll push and pull you out, living la vida loca. Her lips are devil red, her skin's the color of mocha. She will weigh you out,
living la vida loca.
Amazing! Okay, not just saying it. Actually, think I prefer your version to Ricky Martin's.
Oh, thank you very much.
Don't say that.
How long have you guys been singing together?
Well, we do Christmas Eve at the Punter, which we did a couple of years ago now, yeah. I think. But other than that, we've only just really started rehearsing.
Really,
the last
you yeah. really like realized like just watching you there. It was like you really both obviously know where each other are going next and. I don't know, obviously you practiced, but you know. Excellent stuff. That was fantastic. So that's the kind of thing that you do when you're gigging around in town.
Yeah. Yeah.
Where can we find you?
At the moment, we've actually just had our last booking at the moment. We've been playing with Enchanted Cinema.
Oh, yeah.
But we'll if you follow us on Instagram, which is our social media platform that we use, at @RobandEva_, and then, we'll hopefully have some new dates to announce soon. We're going to do more Christmas stuff with Enchanted Cinema as well.
Nice. Excellent.
Wholesome vibe, yeah.
Good stuff. Brilliant. Well, thank you so much for coming in. It's good
pleasure.
To meet you as
thank
well.
You
Welcome
us.
To the station. I really hope I'm going to be listening into the show this evening. So you said that you're going to be debating girl bands, boy bands. Give us your guilty pleasure and we'll play that one out for you now.
Please may we have the greatest song of all time,
okay.
Which is Push the Button by the Sugar Babes.
I was going to say, and there goes your cool cred. Down, yeah. Down, down. But hey, who cares? Let's play it. Thank you so much, guys. Enjoy the show.
Thank you.
Cambridge 105.